You're listening to Next Stop CPA, the official podcast for the CPA exam, brought to you by the AICPA.
Hey guys, Lauren here. Welcome to another episode of Next Stop CPA. So we've spoken about the importance in the past of knowing and understanding exam eligibility requirements and having a firm handle on the content that's covered on the exam. But another important feature of the exam is the test center where you'll actually go to sit for each section. It's important to know not only what to expect leading up to the exam, but also what to expect on exam day. I'm here today with Chelsea Lupo, Client Success Manager with Probemetric, who will share some helpful tips and insights with us when it comes to exam day and how to get the most out of your Probemetric Test Center experience. Chelsea, thank you for being here today. First, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what is Probemetric and what is its role with the CPA exam?
Sure. So Probemetric is one of the leading global providers of technology-enabled testing and testing assessment solutions. So we're one of the larger players in the sphere. We have at least 5,000 test centers globally, and we deliver a ton of exams not only in the U.S., but also internationally as well.
Very cool. And you mentioned there's over 5,000 locations worldwide, so there's a pretty good chance that no matter where you live, you're at least within a couple of hours of a test center?
Yeah, for sure. So Probemetric, we have a lot of clients, like I mentioned before. So we deliver about 7 million tests globally a year. So obviously, you need a bunch of test centers for that. And our different clients will have a lot of different stipulations for a test center. But we do make sure we try to have what we need for each client and each candidate.
And when you say each client, so it's not just those who are going for the CPA exam, it's people who are taking other types of licensing or credentialing exams as well?
Yeah, correct. It's okay. Not only higher stakes exams, but even, you know, school entrance exams or something like that.
Got it. Okay. And so for our candidates listening, how far before each section do you generally recommend they schedule their section? Just to ensure that seating's available.
Sure. So we recommend at least 2 weeks at the minimum.
Okay. And do you see there's like busier periods than others? Do more people tend to schedule on a Monday or a Friday, or can you do weekend scheduling?
Yeah, we do have weekend scheduling. Again, it depends on where the test center is and how busy it is. So if we see a lot of markets are very busy on Fridays, will open a Saturday or potentially open a Sunday. We always look at that from our analytics standpoint to make sure that we're really giving candidates what they need from an availability standpoint. But Saturday does seem to be the most popular day when it is open at a site. So you just go right online. You can access the scheduling interface from both the AICPA's website, the NASBA website, but you can also just go directly to Probemetric.com. You go right to the CPA page and it'll take you to the scheduling interface. You do have to just make sure that you have your NTS number. When you put that into the scheduling interface, it'll populate with your profile. So your name, if you gave a phone number or an email or anything like that, once the system recognizes that number, it will prompt you to pick a location based on where we have our test centers and where the candidate is located. From then, you will choose your date and your time. And after that, you'll get a nice confirmation email with everything that you chose on the scheduling interface, and you're set to go.
Sounds easy enough. And you mentioned the NTS, which is the notice to schedule that NASBA administers to each candidate, right, before they're able to schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so typically, how many people are in a testing center at a time taking an exam section?
Sure. So our test centers vary based on size. So in a place like New York or San Francisco or Chicago, we have what we call our mega labs. So those are centers that have 30 to 40 seats. And it's not only CPA candidates that are testing there. It's all of our other candidates from different kind of clients. So while you might have 3 or 4 CPA candidates in there, you could still be testing with 30 other people. Or if you're from a small town in Arizona, there might be a 4-person little test center, something like that. It really just depends on where you're located and where you're planning to take your exam.
Got it. And when you sit for the exam in the test center, are there like walls or privacy barriers up?
Absolutely. In between each workstation, there are little privacy dividers, and it also, you're also in a separate room from where candidates are checking in or using the locker area or anything to eliminate the noise from the outside as well.
And can you give us an idea of what that check-in process is like?
Yeah, sure. So someone once said it's similar to going through TSA at the airport. And it's really not that extreme. The TCAs do ask you to empty your pockets because we don't want you carrying in any unauthorized information or cheat sheets or anything like that. So that's really what they're checking for. They'll ask you to empty your pockets, pull up your shirt sleeves a little bit just to show your wrist, just to make sure there's no writing or anything on that. The same with your pant leg, just to make sure there's no writing or anything hidden on your legs or on your ankles or something like that. And then we'll have the candidates wanded just with a small handheld wand. It'll probably take 3 seconds for the TCAs to do that. After that, if you're wearing glasses, they'll check your glasses for any spyware or any technology like that, any Bluetooth devices, etc. After that, they'll just have you sign in and check your ID to make sure it matches the profile that we have on our admin screens, and then you'll be admitted to test.
So they definitely take security very seriously there.
Definitely.
Pretty clearly. Yeah. Yeah. I remember just a quick anecdote. I remember like 10 years ago, I was taking an exam, not the CPA exam, but like a graduate level exam. I think it was at a Prometric test center. And I showed up wearing a bandana on my head because my hair was just like a hot mess that morning. I hadn't put any time or thought into it, and they made me remove it. So I guess you can't wear like hats or anything. Maybe it's changed since, but I remember sitting there when I sat down to take this exam, and my hair was just like in my face, and clearly I had to shower. Yeah. So I don't know if that's changed. Can you wear a hat or something on your head for the exam?
So they do ask you to take any bulky clothing, like if it's an outerwear, huge jacket, they'll ask you to put it in a locker, or if it is, you know, a big bulky hat or a bulky headband or something like that, just because there have been security incidents in the past with new devices that you can hide in a hat or in a headband or anything of that nature. So yeah, we do ask you to put stuff like that away, even big jewelry.
Makes sense. And so, you know, you have these kind of strict guidelines for security, but what if a candidate needs some kind of special accommodation, like extra time or a service animal or some kind of physical assistance? Is there a process to go through to request this in advance?
Yeah, so that actually sits with NASBA. So the candidate will approach NASBA and show all of their documentation for what they may need. NASBA then either approves it or suggests a certain type of accommodation. I'm not exactly privy to all of their processes on that. But once NASBA approves it, they will send it over to Prometric. And depending on what the accommodation is, if it's just something run-of-the-mill, like extra time or perhaps a separate room or something like that, you're still able to schedule online without having to call or anything like that. But if you have an accommodation that requires some setup. So say you need a human reader or recorder or something like that. That requires a couple extra days of setup, and you'll be assigned to an advocate on the Prometric side that will walk through the entire accommodation and make sure everything is there for the candidate on test day. So they'll be responsible for not only securing that accommodation, but also for scheduling and making sure the accommodation is there once the candidate shows up to test that day.
So definitely putting that request in as far in advance as possible is recommended. It's generally not something you can show up on the day and request, right?
Oh, yes, you definitely. If you expect an accommodation, you have to have approval for it through NASBA prior.
Okay. So what if a candidate has to cancel or reschedule, whether it be like maybe they've had a family emergency, they just don't feel ready to test, or, you know, the inclement weather and they just can't make it to the testing center? Are there different kind of circumstances that make it easier or harder to cancel or reschedule?
Yeah, sure. So let me start with inclement weather, because I feel like it's that time of year where we should be mindful of inclement weather. So
definitely.
Inclement weather is obviously something that we can't, none of us can control. So what will happen is, and that usually happens obviously day of, day before, you know, if we're really proactive, maybe a couple days before, maybe it's a hurricane, not a snowstorm or something like that. Either way, our candidate care team will be responsible for sending out a notification to all the candidates that we're supposed to be testing that day once the center decides to close. So there should be an email blast initially. That goes to the email that's on file for the candidate appointment. After that, our candidate care team will slowly go through each and every candidate, put a call out, reschedule them, get them something convenient. If it's a huge snowstorm that, you know, ended one day on a Saturday and we need to test candidates by that week or something like that, we can also look into opening hours in our test center, depending on the urgency and the impact of the inclement weather. We do that for hurricanes a lot. So that'll be taken care of all on Prometric's side. If the candidate just needs to reschedule due to a personal emergency or something like that, we do have a fee structure in place. So if you cancel your appointment 5 to 30 days before your appointment date. So if your appointment is December 5th and you decide on November 17th that you're not ready for the exam or that you realize you double booked and you can't go that day, you can reschedule online by yourself without calling in, or if you prefer to call in, you could do that as well. But you'll be assessed with a $35 fee when upon rescheduling. And that's outlined in the confirmation email and when you register with NASBA and everything. So it does not come as a surprise. If it's more than, or if it's less than 5 days before, so if your exam is December 5th and you decide on December 2nd that you're not ready to take the exam, then you're assessed a $75 fee, but you can reschedule online by yourself. If it's the day of or the day before, less than 24 hours, you will have to go to NASBA to get your NTS reinstated and go through a reapplication process.
And does that apply even if you have like really dire circumstances, like the loss of a family member or something? Are there sort of is there some leeway sometimes depending on the situation?
Yeah, there's some leeway depending on the situation. You can approach NASBA with the reasoning, and it's normally at NASBA's discretion as far as if they're going to grant you a free retest or anything like that. It just depends case to case though.
Got
and
it.
They and, almost always do require documentation.
That makes sense. And I mean, I get the fees, especially closer to the date, because that's a spot that could have been given to somebody else.
Right.
So moving on, do you have any just sort of general top tips leading up to and on exam day for our listeners?
Sure. My top one would definitely be to show up early to your exam if you can. We really advocate that best practice would be 30 minutes, especially if you have one of the first appointments of the day. It's so, so busy with everyone checking in, and it'll just relax you a lot more if you know that you have given yourself a lot of time to acclimate to the test center environment, to go through all the security checks, to find out where the restrooms are in the test center and everything like that. So I definitely advocate at least being 30 minutes early.
That's a good tip. What about, you know, if you don't live too far, doing even a test run the night before, if you can?
Yeah, I would definitely say a test run, at least driving to the test center. Because our test centers are very secure places, we can't allow candidates to just come in for a visit without being authorized to come in. So, I mean, definitely find the building before, but it's not like if you come to the test center a couple of days before and ask to see the testing room. Our TCAs aren't allowed to let someone that isn't authorized to be there that day into the test center.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess treat it like a job interview almost. Do as
Correct.
Much as you can to prepare, show up early, like you said. If someone is sitting down in the test center taking the test and all of a sudden the computer freezes or they have some kind of glitch, what should their next step be?
Raise their hand for assistance. The TCAs are trained to address anyone raising their hand or needing assistance in the test center quietly and quickly. So they're always, you know, alert to stuff like that. The TCAs will then take it from there. A lot of these TCAs often see CPA candidates and are very familiar with the hardware and software at the test center. And Prometric does have teams that are available to troubleshoot. So just raise your hand, let the TCA take care of it, remain calm. Everything should be okay.
And TCA, is that test center administrator?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The test center administrator, also a proctor.
We have a lot of acronyms in our field. How about any interesting little stories that you can share? Anything from very positive and motivational for our listeners to anything just very strange or bizarre that you've heard in your experience?
Sure. So this didn't happen while I have been at Prometric, but I did hear a story one time about, like you had mentioned before, a service animal. We can approve a service animal. One time this candidate requested and was approved for her service dog, but ended up bringing a small horse or something of like, it was not a dog.
Did they ride in on the horse?
No, it was like a miniature pony, I believe.
Okay.
And since I've started working at Prometric, I've been trying to get some sort of proof, like a piece of footage or a note or something like that. But that is like the greatest myth that I've heard about this small pony that was approved as a dog. Someone also asked for a service snake.
Oh.
And one of the TCAs was like, one of the proctors was deathly afraid of snakes.
I would think that might distract the other test takers in the room as well.
Right. I think they ended up having to put them in a separate room or something like that. Mm. But yeah, and then just another heartwarming story, I guess, is one of the TCAs I was doing one of my first site visits, because as a corporate employee, you should really go out and visit a site, just to get the lay of the land. It's obviously our bread and butter. That's what you should do. And you should be very comfortable in a test site. So I had gone out to one of the test sites, and one of the TCAs, who is so sweet, said she had been working for Prometric for 10 years, and it was because one of her first days, a candidate had come back to the test center and asked her to give a note to one of the test center managers. And the note had said something like, thank you so much for giving me a great experience. You really put me at ease. Because of you, I passed so-and-so test, and now I can do this in my career, and blah, 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 blah. So the proctor had shared she'd stayed with Prometric because of that positive reinforcement that she had gotten from a candidate on day one, or aww, that she'd passed to her manager. Yeah.
That's a really good first day right there.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add? Any final words of advice to our listeners who are, you know, in it right now, studying and getting ready to schedule or have a section coming up to take?
I think we've really covered it all. But yeah, just stay calm, arrive early, prepare accordingly, and just know that Prometric our goal is to provide the best experience for you to ensure that you're able to further yourself in your career.
Well, awesome. Chelsea, thank you so much for your time today. I hope our listeners found this helpful, and stay tuned for another episode of Next Stop CPA.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Next Stop CPA. Got an idea for an upcoming episode topic, or just want to let us know what you think of the podcast? Share your thoughts with us at nextstopcpa@aicpa-cima.com. And don't forget to visit aicpa.org/CPA exam for the latest exam info.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.